Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, Aretha Franklin to start the night out, a little respect, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight on So What's the Point with Destiny Williams on E-Water Radio. All we're all asking is for a little respect, just a little bit. Got me in the mood right now with that song. Good evening, everyone. I hope you guys are all having an amazing Sunday fun day. And I hope that your day has been filled with love, love, love. So we are going to talk respect tonight. What I really wanted to do is kind of download a bunch of songs and play those songs and, like, all about respect. But unfortunately, I dropped a ball on that, and I chose to go have mimosas with my girlfriends instead. So that it happened. I want to start the show by saying one of my favorite quotes. One of the most inspirational women to me is Marilyn Monroe. I don't know if it's because she was a slut or whatever. I don't know. Whatever it was. But one of the most, I think, powerful women, and probably one of the most disrespected women, actually. I think, if you kind of go through her history, but one of the most amazing quotes she ever said is, "All we ever want in this life as women is respect. And isn't that what men want? So what's the problem?" I love that quote because as women, I think that we should start by respecting ourselves. Let's get into that a little bit. One must respect their body. One must respect their brain. Know that you have the power as a woman. I think that's very important, knowing one's power as a woman. And it doesn't mean that your power is your vagina. I'm sorry. That's not what that means. It could be your mind, body, and soul. And it could be all of that. So, as women, we should remember that. So, we're going to start the show out with, as women, respecting mind, body, and soul. And then let's get into one of my favorite powerful songs, Solange, Cranes. on Solange, Crazy in the Sky. By the way, I use that high note all the time. Yeah, that's what I do. Okay. So, can I get into my second quote? Because I have all these quotes. The next quote that I have about respect, which is what we're talking about tonight, is by Albert Einstein, my second husband. I speak to everyone the same way, whether he's the garbage man or the president. It doesn't matter. It's universal. So what that quote really means to me is that you should honestly just be respectful to people. Whenever you, it doesn't matter if you see if someone's on the same level as you, or they, or as rich as you, or they're dressed like you are. All that doesn't matter. And I don't know how many of you out there have kind of went through things in your life to where you kind of learned that lesson. When things get real, it's about respect. We all have humbling situations that go on in our lives. So I really do think that that's important, and we should treat each other with kindness. And I don't think enough of us do that. I don't know if we're watching way too much reality TV or what. This quote is by someone unnamed. Respecting someone indicates that you acknowledge and qualify your responsibility as a human being. Get into that. Mazel tov. My dog is like throwing glass off. That's funny. I want to repeat this. Seriously, Raider, my dog, is a huge psychopath. Respecting someone in a case that you qualify and respect someone as a human being. So, how you talk to people and respect people, that really does show who you are as a human being. Because you're someone that walks around and you feel like you could just talk to someone any kind of way. You're disrespectful. For example, if you're someone that is driving and you easily get road rage and you start like flipping off the person next to you and start cursing off someone, that's kind of a sign of disrespect. You need to reflect and calm down. And guess what? It's probably not okay. And if my children see that I'm going off like that, it's probably not okay to do that. So I guess we all could learn from that. Next quote. This one I love. And I think that this is for people in a relationship, honestly. You can't force someone to respect you, but you can refuse to be disrespected. Let's ponder on that for a second. And let's read it again. You can't force someone to respect you, but you can refuse to be disrespected. Okay. Guilty as charged. Do we all have those kind of relationships in our life where we don't feel fulfilled, right? Where we feel like we're kind of being disrespected, where we feel like we're not getting fulfillment out of this relationship, but we keep doing it because we love this person, or because they're our children, or because they're our husbands, or they're our wives, or they're our moms, or our dads. I think that's what this quote speaks to, and it's not okay. Anytime that you feel disrespected, I think you are being disrespected, and that means that we should change that.
But how do we do that?
I am the first to say that when I love hard. And so when I do love people, they can do no wrong in my eyes. Very bad trait that I have. And that can get very messy when it gets to, like, relationships. So maybe we should all be a little better in that respect and love ourselves more than someone could ever love us. Yeah. Let's ponder on that. Now you got me thinking. And on that note, let's play Bridget Kelly in the gray. I don't know. But it's all about respect, and it's all about love, and that's what we're here to do, so that's what the damn point is on Dusty Waves. Here we go.
So you don't really want a serious commitment, and everything I wanted, you say you want it different. I know you wanna see me act a fool. I know you got some shit you trying to prove. I know you trying to catch me slipping too. But let me see some truth come out of you. Pressed for a title. You ain't gotta put your hand on the Bible. I guess I just need to know what it is. Hey, someone ask me, I know what to say instead of I don't know where we stand. I ain't your woman and you ain't my man. And I'm gonna leave if you won't stay. I don't wanna get stuck in the grave. I'm already lit, babe. I don't need another lighter. But that's what I get for playing it cool. But baby, I'm peeping how you move. I know you heard what TLC do. Well, shit, baby, I'm a creep too. Keep it all between me and you. But I need TLC too. Maybe just a little more attention. Try a little love and affection. I'm still impressed for a title. You ain't gotta put your hand on the Bible. I don't
That was Tamia. I love that song. Speaking of respect, one thing that I kind of do have to walk back, because last week we talked about Jesse Smollett from Empire, and I said that I wasn't going to jump to conclusions. I said that I wasn't, they have to give me the proof. I still haven't seen the proof, and I don't want to believe it, but it's not looking too good. It is not looking too good. It's looking like he lied, okay? And if he did, I'm sure so many of you agree with me. It's heartbreaking, you know, especially because you brought so many different issues into this issue. You brought racism. You brought the president. You brought LGBTQBABC into it. You brought all of these things that so many of us are so passionate about. Mazel tov. So many things that we're all so passionate about, and I just feel like that's disrespectful. Speaking of respect. So, I really want to get you guys' emails, comments, tweet me. I will send the link below. And I honestly really want to hear from you guys. And, you know, there's no reason to lie like that. And if he didn't, he has not been proven guilty, and I really want to stay there because I hope he didn't. I really hope he didn't. So, on that note, I want to read my next quote. Chris Jamie. At first, they'll only dislike what you say, but the more you correct them and you sound smart, they'll dislike you. I love this quote. The reason why I like this quote is because I think it's true to fans. Like, people always will have something to say about you. They always will. But you can't control that. You can only control your behavior. You can only control how you react. How you are. Those are the rules. Period. Those are the rules. They can say whatever they want about you, but if you give people a reason to talk, they will talk. So don't let the people talk. I have a famous saying, and it's like, live your life like your children are watching. Live your life like your husband's watching, your mother's watching. Live your life like the most important people in your life are watching, okay? And so, on that note, in true destiny form, I would actually like to get into a very inappropriate topic, like skin Keisha. I bet you write it so good, because she is living her life like her mom is watching, doing that. You're listening, so what's the point? With Destiny Williams. That's not okay. I'm going to hell for that. My fucking.
I need a ride to go down and slide up. I hope you can handle the stick shift, babe. Cause you gotta drive it. Me excited. Oh, 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 I bet you ride so good. Yeah. Oh, let me bang.
smoking weed. I'ma slip and slide. You say you want some breakfast, let me open wide. Eat it up, take a look at my slime. Run back side to side, big ship off drive. Boy, you tryna get that pussy, new interior design. Banging, banging, wake up in it. I'ma put my back into it. No Netflix, we making movies. I'ma let you watch me do it.
Go down and slide up. I hope you can handle the stick shift, babe. Cause you gotta drive it. Don't try to fight it. Man, I'm all up inside it. Shifting the gears on my stick shift, babe. You got me excited.
We are back on So What's the Point with Destiny Williams, and by the way, Bootsy Collins, which is my boy, produced that song. Love that song. We are talking about respect. So I'm actually reading live questions right now from Twitter. What do you consider disrespecting? How do you handle it with your friends? A slapper. In all seriousness, if we're talking about girls, women, I think that women, we kind of always have spurts and spats, and especially if you're friends with the women I'm friends with, because they tend to be very passionate, they tend to have very strong views, and sometimes us women, we don't come across correctly. Because if, especially if we're talking about children, if we're talking about husband, wives, or whatever, sensitive situation. So how do you handle that? I think we take a step back and we listen. That's what I think we do as women. And when you're talking to your friends, you take a step back and listen, because what I've learned is that half the time when people are asking you for your advice, they don't really want to hear your advice. They actually just want you to listen. So that's what's the point. Next question that I'm getting right now. I have a boyfriend that has been cheating on me and lying about it. How do I handle this disrespect? Okay. Oh. Leave his ass. That's how you handle that. I don't even know what more to say to that. How do you handle that kind of disrespect? We're going to play a song on that note. Because, honestly, with Gina, I don't know if she wants to be anonymous, but Gina, love you too, at Hot Mass, which is her name. No, we don't get cheated on. We don't do that. We don't tolerate that. So you leave him. Or if you do like it, I suggest you cheat too. That's all. Jack Way. Love this song. Let's get into it.
Yeah. Ooh, got me up on some drama. It's hard to stop rebels that time travel. But we at the Time Council pride ourselves on doing just that. Welcome to the Living Museum, where legendary rebels from throughout history have been frozen in suspended animation. Here in this particular exhibit, you'll find members of Wonderland and their notorious leader, Janelle Monáe, along with her dangerous accomplice, Badoola Oblongata. Together, they launched Project Queen, a musical weapons program in the 21st century. Researchers are still deciphering the nature of this program and hunting the various freedom movements that Wonderland disguised as songs, emotion pictures, and works of art.
Let's go.
Yes, Janelle Monae, that is my girl, and the booty don't lie. Love her. Before we get out of here, we got like 2 minutes left. The power of respect. I've been reading a couple essays because I really wanted to say a couple things about this topic. Understanding respect. An essay from a very famous guy from Harvard, professor. Okay. I don't know who the hell he is, but respect is not intuitive. There are things about respect, and it's not, everyone doesn't know how. Some people are disrespectful and don't know they're being disrespectful. Have you ever met someone that just kind of says things out of their mouth and you're like, oh my God, does she not know that you cannot talk to people like that? So it's not intuitive. Got it. Most of respect is about listening. And this is one point that kind of hit me hard because I tend to not be the best of listeners. I tend to be a lot more of a talker than a listener. So if respect is listening, okay, what are we listening to? We're listening to someone telling you how they feel and their point. Doesn't that sound like very important to hear someone's point of view and be that respectful of their views, to hear them out? Doesn't it sound disrespectful to not listen to someone? So I will be more cautious of that. Every time my girlfriend says something stupid and I'm listening to them, I would try to disrespect them. This has been an amazing show, and I hope that everyone had an amazing week. I really do. And there's a couple songs that I really do want to get into before we get out of here. And one of them is, if someone is disrespectful to you, the one thing you should do is tell them to skirt, skirt. So, and if you know me, you know I'm obsessed with this song. So, skirt, skirt on a Sunday night. I love it.
I'ma pull up on your bitch like, when I hit the slab, call a Uber, maybe cab, then I hit her with the dick like, can't go in too fast, no key, but I make it last. I'ma pull up on your bitch like, when I hit the slab, call a Uber, maybe cab, then I hit her with the dick like, tell me what it feel like. Girl, I ain't seen your since the 12th grade. You still bad as ain't hit you. Remember when your friend with the Benz brought you in and you sat right next to me, so I just kicked it. We ain't never kicked it before. Netflix, Hulu, you pick the show. I know that you got a man, or we'll keep this thing on the low. Sailor Moon t-shirt, yeah, I dig that. Fashion over jeans, got that ass fat. Wanna hit you when you got your head wrapped. So you can get nasty and talk smack. Tell me what you think of me and you. No, you see it cause I see it too. Why you playing? I'm just saying, fall through. You can guess what I'm about to do. Screw, screw. Screw, screw. Pull up on your bitch like,
When I hit the slab, call a Uber, maybe cab. Then I hit her with the like. Tell me what it feel like. I'ma pull up. I'ma pull up. Oh, I'ma pull up on. I'ma pull up on.
I'm a pull up. I love that song. I want to wish everyone a wonderful week, a wonderful time in life, and a wonderful message. And so what's the point tonight? The point is to be respectful, to be kind, to be nice, to be loving. You only have the people in your life around for a short amount of time. So treat them that way. It's very important to allow the people that are in your life to know that you love them. I don't think we do that enough. And if they're not doing it, it's skirt. honestly, it's important that we do that for each other. And it's very important that we show the people in our life respect and love. And with that being said, I hope that you guys have an amazing week. And remember to show people that you love nothing but respect. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to leave you with the internet. Hold on. I love y'all. And don't forget to Facebook me, Destiny and May, and everything. Keep in touch with me. Let me know your questions. Let me know how you're feeling. I love you guys. Mwah. Have a good week. And that's what the point is. Respect. Good night.